Jed said that on Monday that if you throw 8 interceptions over the last 8 games, that would be a win. Is that something he talked to you about, or is that too negative to talk about?
No. I mean, that's the first I've heard of it, but, you know, I think it's, you know, one of our big things is try and get better, you know, in any way. If you've thrown 20 interceptions, you know, try and throw 10 next time. Try and get better no matter where the bar is at, no matter what the situation is, just trying to improve on whatever it is.
How much of the turnovers are footwork?
Few, a couple. But I mean, I think, and you know, I think that's a big tribute to the stuff that, you know, I've been able to do with Frank, you know, fix a lot of footwork stuff. Cause you know, in college, majority of the interceptions were footwork. So now it's just, more decision-making, more than anything.
Is it hard to work on that during the season break?
It's more difficult. Yeah. But you want to obviously continue to, you know, to continue to try and improve on things. You want to continue to try and get things better. You're not going to focus as much on your fundamentals and mechanics while you're playing and doing all that. You just want to go play and make the right decisions, make the right read and throw the ball. But I mean, it's definitely something that that you want to stay conscious of and continue to work on.
It seems like every rookie quarterback in the NFL, I know you're big on, you know, mistakes are mistakes, but it seems like every rookie NFL quarterback has to go through this growing process. Do you take any solace in that? Do you look at, you know, or is it still?
You know, yeah, I mean, I guess it's part of it. So, I mean, I'll continue to try and learn from these things, or I will continue to learn from the things I do wrong and then try and improve and do more of the right things. But, I mean, I think, like you said, as part of it, guys are going to struggle at some point in their career, whether it's their first year or 10th year. I mean, there's guys that are going to have some bad games. So, I mean, I think just being able to move on from it and, you know, forget about it.
With Denard the last two games, can you see how teams are reacting to the play action differently?
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, getting our running game going and, you know, being able to run the ball. You know, Denard's running really confidently and the offensive line's doing a really good job. So, I mean, and it's definitely allowing, you know, it's easier to run, you know, play actions. It's easier to get outside of the pocket on, you know, nakeds and stuff like that. So it definitely, you know, affects the passing game.
You've gotten a lot of praise for being able to bounce back from interceptions and turnovers and whatnot. Does it get more difficult to do the more you do that?
You know, I think it's definitely – it's more challenging because you don't want to do it. You don't want to throw an interception. You don't want to turn the ball over in the red zone when you have opportunity to get points. But, I mean, I think that the more you do it and the further along in the process you get, it's definitely more frustrating. But I think it's just another challenge and another test to see how you respond to it and, you know, how you face it.
Well, like you said on Sunday, you said, I'm killing us right now. How tough is it to not be as tough on yourself as you are?
Do you have to step back at all?
You know, I don't know. You know, I mean, I think that, you know, I said that. That's how I feel. That's how I still feel. You know, nothing changed. I didn't say that because I was mad or anything. But, I mean, I think it's just, you know, the way everybody's playing. The defense is playing extremely well. The offensive line's doing well. Our running game's rolling. You know, our receivers are doing a good job. And it's like, okay, well, now you got to take it to the next step. And what's kind of the deciding factor? And it's been the turnovers. I think anybody can see that. And, you know, they've all come from me. So, you know, something's got to change there in order for us to be successful.